Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Lamed Bey in Erechim for four Shlomo Falti Yisrael Ben Chaya Rochel. Actually, we didn't quite finish Lamed Alf Lamed Bey's. Bottom Mishnah says like this: Brishona, Hayinitman Yom Shnei Masr Chodesh. What happened was is that we said that in the Bati Yerchom, if you sell your house in the house of the Bati Yerchom, you have 12 months in which to redeem it, to buy it back at full price. So what happened was, when it came to the last day, if you didn't do it by the 12 months, then the house would stay permanently in the hands of the purchaser. So what happened was, the last day came, the person who bought it would hide, so he wouldn't be able to be found. So he'd be able to keep it permanently. Very simply, he says he only had one day. Might as well not take any chances. Hiskin hill shei cholish mosav lishcha, that a person could just put this money down in a chamber. It doesn't mean the chamber, the basement. It means anyway, you could just put it down somewhere there. Pardon?
Escrow.
Yeah, like an escrow. V'yeshovas adelos, and they'd say you give it to a lawyer. V'yeshovas adelos and break the door down. V'nichlas and go in. It's his. Amos says whenever he wants. Amos says here it's a. The halos yavo vito es mosim. Let the other guy come and take his money. In other words, you can't play games like that. Even though normally we say, you can't do things bal karchach, but here the Hill was mitzaken this because obviously the seller had the right to do it, and the purchaser was just avoiding him. Avram etik nasa shel Hill. Since
before Hillel, if the guy wouldn't take the money, if you threw it at him.
It would be a sale, right. It was a problem, right. He presumably had to do it willingly, and he couldn't force him. Here it was done by force. Some of the technos of Hillel, from the fact that Hillel made his takana, you see that in a case where he didn't make a takana, for example, man says, I'm raising a gift of Hamanas, I'm giving you a get on Manas, you're going to give me X amount of money. I'm not sure Eli Masayim says, you're going to be $200. The Nusmo, if she gave him the money, Megreshes. In other words, he says, I'm giving you a condition, he can make a condition, I'm giving you a get all tonight. She fulfilled the condition with his consent. Then it's Megreshes. Bal Kocha, but let's say he decided he didn't want to take the money. He changed it. He says, I'm giving you a Manas, you're going to give me the money, but I don't want the money. In other words, he was just playing with her. So Bal Kocha and Megreshes, he can't force him. She can't force him to take the money. How do you see that? Because since Hillel was mitakan only in this case, you could give the money forcibly, mash, but otherwise you can't. Mitzvah Hillel tkunei nesina bal korcho. In this case, the case of batir chama, so having bal korcho having nesina. Since he was mitakan in this case, bal korcho is considered still a giving having nesina. Al ba'alma nesina bal korcho having nesina. So normally, you see, you can't force somebody to take money. That's a general rule. You can't force people to take money. Maskul Rapapa v'tem Ravashi. Maybe Nesina is the girsa. Maybe Nesina is whether it's by midato b'karcha, whether it was consent or it was forced. It's considered a Nesina. What Hill had been talking about here was even shlo b'fanav. And as the guy went off, he went away to Florida. He took off and he went into hiding. So the chiddush maybe Hill was doing two things. Number one, you could do it forcibly, and you could do it not in his presence. So maybe you can't prove from the fact, in other words, it might be true that generally, you can't force people to take money. But you can't prove it from Hillel. Maybe the fact that Hillel was, where his takana was, that you can give it even not in his presence. But it may be, but maybe you could have done it bal korcho. If the guy would have been here, you could have done it bal korcho. Because like you said, the Torah says, I have the right to redeem it until 12 months. Even if you don't want to take the money, I can force you, like you say, throw the money at him. You could do it. Again, kiyatz v'chel hil tukon shalom b'fana, b'fana b'ymi dat men b'kachu, hava nesina. Ikan amri others say that Rava learned the other thing. Amar Rava mi teknasa shal ha-reiz ha-git ha-cham nashe titni masayim ziz v'nasa lo, b'ymi dat b'kachu, hava nesina. From Hillel's takana, you see that it is a gift, that is considered giving, even in the case of a get. It's considered a force, it's considered a good matana, and she would be divorced. If she forced him to take the money, he says, I'm giving you a get, I'm actually going to be 200 zuz. Then he changed, he doesn't want the money. But she forced him to take the money. She said, okay, I'm giving you the money, and she forced him to take it. It is a good nesina. Why? The answer that we gave before is maybe his proof now. Rava's saying, what Hillel had to be mitaken was you can give it shlo b'fanav, that it, even not in his presence, but in his presence you can force him anyway. But in front of him, and it would be a get in that case. Oscar Popovich, Tim Rafshim Barashi, maybe the other way around. No, maybe it always is Bival Karchok, like we generally assume, and the scene is about, it has to be Bidaito. And he was Matakan only Shalom B'fonav. But in general, whether it's he was Matakan in this case, he could even do it Bal Karchach. He could do Bal Karchach. But normally, we don't know what Hillel was Matakan. He was Mahal two things. He was Matakan that he said you can force the guy who bought it from you to take back the money even if he's not here. So what did he have to be Matakan? Did he mitaken even if he's not here, but forcing money, somebody to take money is not a problem? Or was he mitaken that you could force the guy because it doesn't make any difference? Normally you can give money. If the guy is here, if he's not here, if it's with his das, what's the difference? Generally, if I'm here, if I'm not here, if I agree to something, even if I'm not here, it's agreeable, you can give me the money. Right? Maybe that's what don't be in front of him about that. And they can't force him. And Hillel's takana was you could even force him to do it, but normally you can't force him to do it. So you can't prove either way. We can't prove in the case of a get, man's sister's wife, here's a get, I'm going to ask you to give me $200. And then he changed his mind. He doesn't want the money. And she forces him to take it. Is it a good get or not? Is it considered a sin or not? Lachora, we said it's no proof. It's not good because from Hill you see since Hill had been talking, you can force the guy to take the money. In the case of the Batir Chom, it's mashma. Normally, you can't force somebody. Who says? Maybe normally you could force somebody in a deal like that. There was an agreement that he said, if you give me the $200, then you can force him to take the money. What Hill had to be Matakan was, even if he's not around, you could force him to take the money. We don't know what Hill's Takana really, and as he can't prove from Hill's Takana, what would be the case in the get. Kolshu lefim anachon areku betikom. Anything inside the wall, we say a house in a walled city has this rule, that you can redeem it for 1 year, and afterwards, you can't redeem it anymore. Anything inside the wall is like a house in the wall. Anything inside the wall, chutzpenas us, except for fields. What do we mean to say there? Obviously, it's got to be inside the walled city, but it means we'll see any structure, even if it's not a regular house, has a rule like the Batir Chom. We'll see includes even chicken coops and towers. Any structure has a rule like Batir Chom. You can redeem for 1 year, and afterwards it says, except for fields. Remember afasaros. Remember says even fields. We'll see. It doesn't mean all fields. It means certain fields. Let's say the house is built into the wall. In other words, sometimes you have a wall and they build houses right into the wall. Rabbi Yudas is saying, that's not like a Batir Chom. That's not considered, like, and therefore it doesn't have the rules of redeeming it within 1 year. Rabbi Shimon says that the outer wall is its wall. So it has a rule like a Batir Chom. How do I not include any structure, even a base of bat, an olive press, base of mechitzos, a bathhouse, medos, towers, shofkin, bird dwellings, borosich hamaros, if you have even like pits and trenches and caves, all these structures, how do I know they also go into the rule of batir chomet hamadlomer, asher ba'ir, anything in the city, yachash nimar ba'afasar, some might think, even the fields are in the city, that's also included, it's asher ba'ir, tamadlomer, bias, it says bias. It's got to be some sort of a structure. So again, a share beer teaches me even if it's not a real house, as long as it's any structure, but it's got to be some sort of a structure, like a house, not a field. Remember, bias only ela bias. That's only a house. Manam Rabbis about the bottom. He says, how do I include not only the olive presses, but the mechazos, megdol, shofkin, baris, chamos, afilus, sonas, even fields. Tamalom asher beir. It does say asher beir, anything in the city. Velaksibais, but it does say house. How do you jive house with the field? The nafkmina is you have either this is either like a sand dune or metzula could be a pond or it could be a place where they dig like they dig a quarry where they dig stuff out of. The point is that it's not a house, but it's also not a field. Meaning it's not something you can't plant that area because it's like sandy or rocky, whatever, or area where they quarry stones from. You can't plant it, so it's not a field, and it's not quite a house. That would be the nafkamina. Rameyer says that is included, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not a house. It's got to be a house. It's got to be like some sort of a structure, not something like that. Vatan, here's the proof. Chulsus and Matsula, these kind of areas, either sand or a rocky area, Rameyer omer kabatam. Mayor says that's like a house, right? Why does he say it's like a house? Why? Because, says the other way around before, Divrei Rebbeinu says, afasados. The mayor says, even a house, meaning when the mayor says, yeah, the mayor says, before even afasados, the Misha says, Rameir Mafasados, he doesn't really mean really fields. He just means these areas which are, they're like fields in that they can't be planted, but they're not actually, they're like fields in that people don't usually live there, but they're not like fields because fields can be planted. So therefore Rameir says, Batim. It says Batim, it includes those places too, even though you wouldn't normally live there, but it's not like a field. A field can be planted, these can't be planted. Rabbi Yudama says they're like fields because nobody lives there. You know, it's not a structure. The machlok is here with our house built into a wall. Both were learned out of the pasuk of Brecha Vazona. It's about term when she lowered down the spies, the Jewish spies, from the window. She lowered them with a rope from her window. Because her house was in the wall, was in the wall of the city. And she lived in the wall. So Rav Shimon Sofer Kavashti the Krov. Very good. She lived in the wall. So her house was like, you know, Bati Yerchoma. Her house was within the wall, within the precinct of the walled city. Rav Yudah Sofer Bachoma Yosheves, Vob Yerchoma. Since it says, Ki Bachoma Yosheves, she lived in the wall, it's Mashmash, she lived in the wall itself, not in the city, which is surrounded by the wall. So that's how he interprets the Pasuk. That's why he says that a house built into the wall is not like Bati Yerchoma, and that's apparently how the Ram passes. Let's say a city who doesn't have a regular wall, but the houses are constructed so adjacent to one another that effectively the houses are the wall. He says, one gear says, that the gardens, it really means that the houses are they didn't make a separate wall, but the walls of the houses, the houses were butting one on the other, like a row house, and it was... Where?
In Gilo.
Yeah. They're all like attached. Yeah. So that effectively is like the wall of the city. So Yeshua goes, when we talk about a wall, we'll see me in a wall. It had to have the holiness of the wall from the time Yeshua ben Nun. Just like we're coming up to Purim, and we say we lay in on the 15th only if it was a wall, a city that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Yeshua goes, By Purim, it's different because by Purim, we're talking about Shushan Abira, right? Shushan Abira, that's really Shushan Purim, really based on Shushan, which wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, right? But here we're going to talk about it walls from the time Yeshua Benun in Eretz Yisrael. So if you didn't have a wall from the time Yeshua Benun, it's not a Bet Yerchoma. Or a city that doesn't have a separate wall. It's just like you say, it was like in Gilo, where the walls were attached to one another, the walls of the houses. Right, so those don't have a rule like Yerchoma. That has a rule like a regular prazim, like a house in the field, and doesn't have the rule of 1 year and the perpetuity. The Eilon Bat Yerchoma gives an example. Shalosh Chatzeros Shalshnei Batim. In order to have considered a city that has a wall around it, it's first have the rule of a city. To have a city, it has to have at least three chatzeros, three courtyards that have two houses each. That means a total of at least six houses in three chatzeros. Divided that constitutes a city. It's got the wall around it. So Beilam Bat Yerchoma, Shalosh Chatzeros, Shal Shnei Batim, Mukafos Chomim Yeshua Ben Nun, that have a wall from the time Yeshua Ben Nun, could go, and he gives an example of the cities. Katzra HaYeshan Shal Tzipori, there was a city around Tzipori called Katzra. Some say that's a fort, but Rashi seems that's the name of the city. The Chakr Shal Gush Chalav, it's also a fort or the area near Gush Chalav. The Yudfas HaYeshena, right, the old Yudfas. The Gamla V'Gdud V'Chadid, these areas we'll see in northern Israel. Gamla V'Gdud, these areas. V'Ona V'Yerushalayim V'Chen Kiyosman, cities like them. Okay, so those are examples of cities that are walls from the time Yeshua ben Nun. Tanur Bana Choma V'Lo Shor Eger. It's got to have a wall and not like a row of roofs. In other words, like you said before, where the houses are close to one another. Saviv Pratlitferia, Sheyama Chomas. It's got to be a city that's surrounded by the wall. Not that it has a wall on one side and on the other side it's got the sea. Those are B'Yosayomer Asher Lochoma. The Pasuk says Shaloma that has a city. So Lo there has an extra Aleph. So it could be interpreted Asher Lo with an Avav. Asher Lochoma that it has a wall. It also could be just as low lamed aleph that doesn't have a wall. So it means to say alpha pisha ain lo achshav, even though it doesn't have it now. Vayelo kodem came, but it had a wall before. That's good enough. So alpha pisha ain lo achshav, even though it doesn't have it now, but it had a time Yeshua ben Nun. So the wall, the city doesn't have the wall today. It had to have a wall at the time Yeshua ben Nun. Meaning when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Vayelo en bater chamatana gamla begalil. So the Brisa tells us that Gamla's in the Galil, Ugudud Be'evar Yarden is in the other side in Transjordan. V'chadid v'ona v'Yerushalayim Yehuda. My comer. What is he telling me? Rashi says, my comer, v'chiein yir m'kav v'shom b'Galil el Gamla, v'evar Yarden el Gudud. What are you telling me? He says, Gamla is in Galil, and Gudud is in Be'evar Yarden. Tell me that, like, that's the only one, that's the only walled city in those are the only walled cities in those areas. So two interpretations. Amar Abaye, Alchikomer. Ad Gamla b'Galil. It means all the walled cities up until Gamla and Galil. There are many there. All the cities in the Galil, all the way until Gamla, you should know they all had walls in the time Yeshua ben Nun. So Ad Gamla Galil, Ad Gudud Be'evar Yarden, all the cities in Be'evar Yarden until Gudud had walls. V'chadid v'ona v'Yerushalayim b'Yehuda. Okay, and those also had walls. Rav Amar's Mashman, and it's not clear if they, maybe Chadid and Ona Yerushalayim were the only wall, were the only cities in Yerushalayim that had walls. And the other areas, all they had walls up until those cities. Rav Amar Gamla Begalil, the reason he tells you Gamla Lapuke Gamla Deshar, the reason he tells the Tana says Gamla in the Galil to tell you that there's another Gamla somewhere else. The Gamla Galil is the one that has the wall. Gamla in other areas don't have a wall. Gudud Be'evar Yarden Lapuke Gudud Deshar, it says, tell you if there's a Gudud in other areas that doesn't have a wall. Enoch Deloi Kikabai, so all the other cities that there's no, doesn't have a name, a similar name in another area, Lo Itzchlei, didn't have to mention. So in other words, the reason he tells you Gudud in Be'evar Yarden and Gamla in Galil is to tell you that which when the Mishnah says Gamla and Gedur are examples of Bata Yerchoma, you should know which Gamla and which Gedur we're talking about. We're talking about specifically the ones in those areas. If there's others in other areas, those are not Mukav Shchomer Miyashua Ben Nun. Gemara now says Yerushalayim Mi Mechlepa. Can you really, if you sell a house in Yerushalayim, can it be Chalut and can it permanently go to the purchaser after a year? Vatanya Sardvar Nam Rishlaim. 10 things were said of Rishlaim. Ain't a bias cholpa. One of the rules is that the house does not go in perpetuity to the purchaser. Or the Echoran Kiru Shalaim, when he says it's Rishlaim, doesn't mean that that's a real example of a house which is cholpa. It means Kiru Shalaim, the Bukavas Chomes Meshuv Benun. Like Kiru Shalaim in the sense that it's a city as it walked from Meshuv Benun. Velo Kiru Shalaim, Kiru Shalaim, ain't a bias cholpa. Viloacha cholpa, Viloacha bias cholpa. Now, when he gives you Shalaim in a mission, doesn't mean that's a real example of a house that was sold as a Bat Yerchoma, in which it would be sold in perpetuity. So he only means really like Yerushalayim, a city like Yerushalayim that has a wall. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi Omer, Elav Omer, Rav Yosef, Trey Kodesh, didn't Rav Yosef say that there are two cities by the name of Kodesh? Al-Khanam Mitrei Yerushalayim, but there are two Yerushalayims. The regular Yerushalayim, which was not given over in the Yerushas, was not Maschalekas among the Shvatim, so that really can't be sold in perpetuity because nobody's nobody to sell it. Nobody really owns it. So he says, that Yerushalayim, the real Yerushalayim, Erek Kodesh, that is not a Cholotba. But there's another Yerushalayim. When the Mishnah says Yerushalayim, he means a different Yerushalayim. Maybe he means the outskirts. He means a different city called Yerushalayim.
The other ones in Jordan will give it to the Arabs.
Well, what?
Yeah.
Right. All right. In Yehuda. There's another
one in the Galil.
No, he doesn't say, he didn't mean that. Not necessarily. He just says, in the Brisa, he says, Yerushalayim B'Yehuda, he says all of them, Chadid V'Oda Yerushalayim B'Yehuda, it could also mean maybe those as opposed to other ones in other areas. It could mean that. Mora doesn't really say that. Mora says, every other day, when he talks Lapuke, he doesn't mention Lapuke Yerushalayim of other areas. That answer is just going, Yerushalayim period, which Yerushalayim is. But it's not Yerushalayim, even though it's Yerushalayim in Yehuda, it's a different Yerushalayim in Yehuda. It's not the Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh that can't be sold. Rav Ashi Amar, yes, he said, therefore there's two differences. Tanya, or it's Amar. Why did the Chacham mention these as the cities that had Mokav Chacham Yeshua ben Nun and the ones that could be Mokhlev? Shikshalu b'nei Agola, when the b'nei Agola came back with Ezra, Matsu Eilu, they found these cities b'kitshum. They were Mekadosh these. Aval Rishonos, Batlu, Mishabatlu, Klushas, Aretz. But for other cities, The other cities are not mentioned. There's, he mentions these. These are the ones that are mentioned. The other ones that are not mentioned were bottled from Kedusha. The Kedusha of all Eretz Israel that was done by Yehoshua, that was only until the time of the Chorban. After the Chorban, it was no longer Kaddish. What was Kaddish was only the cities that Ezra was Mekaddish afterwards. Not necessarily talking about Yerushalayim and the Ezra. We're talking about Eretz Israel. All of Eretz Israel, that's only how you hold that. Even if you hold that Yerushalayim is Kitchel Shatav and Kitchel Lasalavo, not Eretz Israel. So Kitchel Shatav and Kitchel Lasalavo. For a minuar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, V'chi'elu B'varhayu, where it's only these cities that are mentioned. Look, Farnemer, Shishim, Ir, Kochev, Val, Argov. 60 cities, all the strip of Argov. Kol Eilu, Arum, Betzuros, all these fortified cities. It says all these. El, Alom, Amor, Chamzeus, why do you mention, all the cities were holy. Why only these? Why are all these mentioned? Shekshol, Benegola, Matzu, Eilu, Bekitchum. Because when they came up, they found these, and they were Makadashim. Kitchum, what do you mean they were Makadashim? Amrinan, Lotzach, you said, that Kitchum, Rishon, Kitchum, Sata, Bekitchum, Lasulavo. Yeshua's Kedusha stays with them. They Benegola, Ezra didn't have to Makadash these. El, Amonim, he counted them. He counted these as cities that are part of, that were part of the original Eretz Israel. But they didn't have to be Mekadosh them because they were Kaddish from before. Anyone that you have a Kabbalah, you have a Kabbalah, you have a tradition, that was walled city from time to time. No, I guess, but all these laws apply. Okay, so we have two different opinions here. Right, so all those were made holy. Yeah. Let's say they were holy from before.
They're holy, yes. I mean, they had nothing to do with Yeshua. They had to do with Moshe.
Okay.
Yeah, Yeshua was around also.
Yeah. It means even, so it's even holy from before. Yeah. All right, maybe. Okay, so these were Kaddish from before. Right. So the Kedusha of Moshe, that Moshe was Mekadosh ones in Eivor Yarden, and what Yeshua was Mekadosh in Eretz Yisrael, they were all holy from before. So we have two different opinions here, whether it was Kaddish from before or not, in other words. So if we say that the Chachamim mentioned these are the ones that Ezra was Mekadosh when he came back. The other opinion is no, he simply counted them. These are the ones that he knows were counted, that were Kaddish from before. They were walled cities from before. Ezra said, yes, this is one of those cities. He marked them, so to speak. And if you had a tradition that there were others, they could also be included. He didn't mean to exclude others. Okay. So you have two different meanings over here. So the problem is, though, that it was said by the same guy. The first one was Rabbi Shmuel and Yossi. And now we say, so the same Rabbi Shmuel and Yossi saying, not only these, but all the other cities also mentioned, because any ones that you have a Kabbalah that were Kaddish from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they maintain that Kedusha. So which one is it? So Eboy Samitray Tanah Levit Rabbi Shmuel. One simple answer is there are two different Tanahim as to what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said. Eboy Samachad Minai Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yossi. That the second opinion is Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yossi. Amra. There's a second opinion, it's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, but it's Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yossi. The time Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yossi, look, he had an Amar Aleph. Asher Lo Choma Af Bishen Lo Achshavai Lo Kodam Lekeim. Asher Lo Choma teaches the fact that it says it with a Aleph at the end shows me that not only that it has a wall, but even if it doesn't have a wall now, Lo Choma with an Aleph, doesn't have a wall now, but it had a wall from before, it's Kodesh, my time, huh? Af Bishen Lo Achshavai Lo Kodam. Again, why? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that if it had a wall from before, it was holy because it stayed holy. It stayed in its holiness. So if it had a wall before, that's also considered a walled city even for now. My time around Rakudu Shoshana Kitchen Shat below Kitchen Laslava. What's this for? The exiles who came back, Minashevi Sukkos. They made Sukkos. Vayeshuva Sukkos. They celebrated the holiday of Sukkos, apparently. They made Sukkos and they saved the Sukkos. Now, Kilo Asumi Mei Yoshua Ben Nun. They didn't make that from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. It says over there, Yeshua, without the hay, but it's Yeshua ben Nun. We'll see about the hay in a minute. But he says, they didn't make them from time Yeshua ben Nun. Came ben Israel. From time Yeshua ben Nun, they didn't make Tzmash, but they didn't celebrate Sukkos. But Tisimcha Gedolim Od, and there was a great Simcha because they celebrated the holiday. For Gemara, Efshir, but David lost the Sukkos. It's possible David came, he didn't make Sukkos. But Shlomo lost the Sukkos, and they didn't make Sukkos. This is the Girsa. Whereas David and Shlomo came, and they never kept Sukkos. They kept Sukkos only in the Midbar with Yeshua. And afterwards, the great kings came, David and Shlomo, and other kings came. They didn't make sukkahs. Hachi bo Ezra. Is it possible in sukkahs? Ela makash biyasam bi me Ezra, la biyasam bi Yeshua. What he meant to say is he's comparing their coming in the time of Ezra, the return to the time of Yeshua. Ma biyasam Yeshua monu shmitin the oblos the kitchu arichom. Just like time Yeshua, they counted the shmitin and the obel, and they were makadosh the arichoma. In other words, it doesn't mean when it says sukkos, it doesn't mean literally sukkos, right? It doesn't mean that. Rashi says, Elamakish dahaki loasu lava sukkos. It's not going in the sukkos. It's just they celebrated sukkos. But it's not going that they didn't make sukkos to tell. Elochkamer, kiloasu masha asu achshav. What they did now, they hadn't done since the time of Yeshua. What was that? Kaddish the country. David and Shlomo didn't have to mekadosh the country because they lived in a country like we live in that's already kadosh, right? They didn't have to mekadosh it. But he says they celebrated Sukkot b'simcha. Why? Because now they had renewed what was done in the time of Yeshua. But not that they didn't keep Sukkot from the Yeshua, time Yeshua till now. Just saying that they didn't do what they did till now since the time of Yeshua, which was mekadosh the city. So that shows you, since they had mekadosh it, it's mashma of the dead, the original kedusha had gone away at the time of the Korban. So that's what he means. Ma biyos mi shuva manu shmit biyos the kitchu arachoma. Ap biyos mi yoyos. Also, they counted shmuz shmit and yovel, and they made the ear, and they were makadosh the ear choma. So it means that they weren't, that it wasn't kadosh until now. The Omer, another pasuk says, Biyavich Hashem lekecha loretz asher v'secha. Hashem will bring you, will bring the exiles back to the country that your fathers had inherited. V'rishta, they inherited. V'rishta, and you will inherit it. Makash v'rushas chol yushas v'secha. There's a hekesh between your Yerusha and the Yerusha of your ancestors. My Yerushas of Asecha Bechidush Kol Dvar Me'el. Just like your, they inherited by being Mechadish all these things, by sanctifying everything and making the Shemitah Yobel. Af Yerushas Chol Bechidush Kol Dvar Me'el. Your inheritance, when you take over land, will also be by being Mechadish the land and celebrating the Shemitah Yobel. So that's a second source for how do we know that Kedusha Shana Kedusha L'Shata V'lo Kedusha L'Asad Lavo. Number one, from the fact that he had Mechadish it again. But it says, like you said, that since they hadn't done something since Sukkot, and number two, from V'yach and the Hekesh of Yarshu and the Rishta. V'idach, now, what about the other sheet who holds that Kitchel Shana, Kitchel Shata, V'Kitchel Osulavo? They didn't have to Mekadosh again. He says, so what happened over here? V'idach, the boy Rachme, Al Yetzer, Davar Zoro, Bitlei. In other words, what he says over here is, V'idach Rashi says like this. That the idach laolam kilo asu asukas koi. It's really going on sukkas. Falav doesn't mean sukkas mamash. It just means the protection of the sukkas. In other words, that it doesn't mean. What did they do? They clearly didn't celebrate sukkas for the first time since Yeshua ben Nun. Certainly, they celebrated sukkas during the time of David and Shlomo. So, what does sukkas over here mean? It means that when Ezra came back, he was misfollowed that the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, that the Yitzhar Har for Avodah Zarah should be batel, as we learned elsewhere, should be batel, and the Agan Schusa Alayu Kisuka, and the Schus of Ezra protected Bnei Yisrael from the Yitzhar Har of Avodah Zarah, just like a hut or a little room protects a person from the elements. That's what he means. V'idach the boy Rachman, he was misfollowed for the Yitzhar Devodah Zarah batel. V'agan Schusa Alayu Kisuka, that's what he means. V'yasos Asukas. Behind it, the cover cry Alayu Roshua, that's why the Pasuk, so to speak, censored Yoshua. The Becholduch, because of Yehoshua, it always says it with a hey, to show Hashem is with him, just like on Hashem he added the name of Avram, right? He added the hey to Avram, to show Hashem is with him. Becholduch, except Yeshua, and here it says Yeshua without a hey, to show you that Hashem was angry at Yeshua for not having been mispiled. Bishlam Moshe, Loboy Rach Moshe hadn't been mispiled to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. He didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael with him. He never came into Eretz Yisrael. El Yeshua, the Havilah schus of Eretz Yisrael. See, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Amailo Loboy Rachman, why wasn't he mispiled that it should be bottled? So that was one of his mistakes. Yeshua should have been mispiled. He didn't. And Ezra came and was mispiled. What about that hekesh? Okay, you got rid of the first one. You said what sukkos was for. Sukkos was means that Ezra is mispal to get rid of the Razar and protected it, and his chus protect him like a sukkah. What about the connection of Yoshua v'secha v'rishta, that your Yerusha would be like theirs? Keeping the Yoshua v'secha, your Rashta, once your ancestors inherit it, then it automatically goes to you because it becomes a family inheritance. Nalik Mar says, Mimanu Shmit and Yovelus. It says over here that you came back to Eretz Yisrael, they counted Shmit and Yovel. Hashem Shigol Shevet Reuven Shevet Gad V'chatzis Shevet Menashe. Once the first 2.5 tribes were in Eivrei Yarden were exiled. It says there, Batlu Yobes. The Yobel was Batl, because it's the only time you keep Yobels when all 12 tribes are on their land. And here, once 2.5 tribes were exiled, even though all Bnei Yisrael was, this was before the Churban, that was not exiled. The all of Bnei Yisrael wasn't exiled. Only 2.5 tribes were exiled. Once that happened, they were Batl Shmith Yovel. Batlu Yovos, Ezra, the Ksibbe Kolakol by Ezra, where certainly all of Bnei Yisrael did not take their place, the Shvatim. Because it says Kolakol Hechad, how many came back with Ezra? Arba Ravu, 40,000, Alpayim, 2,000, Vishesh Mos Vishishim. The whole crowd was 42,660 people came back with Ezra. That's all the chever that he could muster to come back with him. So money they did count. The ten mishigol shev ruvim shev gad v'chavsan v'nasha but liyovus shenemar ukrasim dor baratz chol yisrael. You should call out freedom for all its inhabitants. If it's not shikol yisrael, when all the people are and all the 12 tribes are there, then you celebrate the yovel and you call out freedom. The lovus man shikol mitzas, not when part of them are in exile, right? Yachal Hayola, I might think that okay, they were on the land, they muravim, but they're mixed up. Shevet Binyamin Yehuda, v'shevet Yubim Yamin. Yeah, Yovel no, Tamilom el Choyoshveb, is mine Sheshveb, Kitugan. Only when its inhabitants are in their proper places. Lobes man Shein Muravim. So you see that you only keep Shemitah Yovel when all the 12 tribes are on their land the way they're supposed to be. And otherwise, you don't. So how did you say that when Ezra came back with 42,000 schleppers and mamzerim, etc., how do you say there that they counted Yovel? Nachmar Yitzchak, money Yovel's lakata Shemitah. They didn't really keep Yovel, but they kept Shemitah. They kept Shemitah. At least, like you say, Drabbana, they kept Shemitah. They counted the Yovel. In other words, you had to count the Yovel to keep the Shemitah, because you had to know when the 50th year was. If you knew when the 50th year was, then you start counting 7, 14, 21, etc. But if you don't have Yovel year, then you're all messed up with the Shemitah. You get into the problem, what do we do today? It's all Drabbana today. Also, today we don't know, right? But when he did it properly, he had to do, in the 50th year was, not that he kept Yovel, not that they let the slaves out and the fields went back, etc., just to know when Shemitah was. That's fine, according to Rabbanan, say that the 50th year is not counted as not part of the minyan. Why? Because that's what Rabbanan said. What do the Rabbanan say? That we hold it, you have 7 cycles of 7, it's 49 years, then you have the 50th year, right? It fits into the Pasuk also. They're not going to eat in the 49th year, and in the 50th year is Yovel. What are they going to eat in the first year of the next cycle? Rabbi Yehuda says, though, that the Yovel is really the first year of the next 7-year cycle. So you had to count Yovel. You didn't know when Yovel was to say, okay, I had 7 cycles till now, then I got Yovel, and I got to start the 7 cycles again. He says the 50th year really goes, it's not a separate year. It's counted with it's the Yovel after the 7 cycles, but it's also the first year of the next cycle. So you don't have a separate year of Yovel, just count the Shemitah years. That's all you need. There's no separate year of Yovel. Lumeli Bishvitin cycle is enough just to count the Shemitah, you don't have to count the Yovels. Habari Lo Grav Yura, is that member that said that when Ezra came back, they started counting Shemitah and Yovel again, is not like Rav Yura, because Rav Yura will say they only count the Shemitah, not the Yovel. Right? Like the Marvel Lomar Shemitah and Yovels. Again, you're going to tell me that what? That they didn't count Shemitah and Yovel at that time when the 2 tribes left? The end of 7 years, everybody should send out Esachav Avery, sends out your Avid Ivya Shem Rachalacha. But what do you mean at the end of 7 years? He goes out at the end of 6 years, not 7 years. 6 for one who sold, right, for normal conditions. And 7 if he was what? If he was pierced and the 8th year is going to be Yovel, then he goes out at the end of 7 years, right? So you see over here now, why would he tell them it's Mashma that they were keeping the Yovel? This is the Tochacha of Yirmiyah, it's Mashma. Zahu B'tochuk said, that's telling him, V'kamer Navi HaShalachtem. He was scolding, saying, did you do it? When you had the ability to do it, when we counted Yovel, did you do it? You didn't do it. They listened to him and they did send. So it's Mashma that even after the Golus started, they did keep Yovel. Elmer B'yochanan, Yirmiyahu Hichziran, right? Yoshio ben Amot Moloch Alein. What happened was, is yes, at the time of Sanhedrin, when they exiled the first 2.5 tribes, they stopped it. But what happened was, Yirmiyahu brought them back, and Yoshio ruled over them. Manola and the Hutter, how do you know? The Chassid says, Ki Amocher El Amemker Lo Yoshev. Because again, the Navi said the seller will not go back to the sale, will not get his property back again once this happens. Efer Yovel Batel V'Navim Yasnava Olav Sheyevatel. If it's already Batel, so what he means saying that he won't come back and he won't get his property back. In a regular case, when he gets it back, he won't go back and it won't be Yovel. If it's already Batel now, what is he saying in the future? That's what's going to happen. It's already Batel now. Elam Alam Shech Zirin Yom Yo, he brought him back and he counted the Yovel again. Umenod Yashom Rachayim Ashiyo. Yoshio was a Melch Yehuda. How do you know that he ruled over them in over the, all the tribes, including those of Israel? I said, what's this monument over here? Asherni Rabbi Yomer, they told him Anshe Vayomer of Anshe. The people said, he told them Hakever Ish Elokim. It's the grave of the man of God, Asher Bar Yehuda. Vayikras Advarim Ha'Ela Asher Asisam Teach. He pronounced and as he predicted what you guys are going to do with Mizbeach. At Bethel. What's Yeshua doing in Bethel? Bethel is in Yisrael, not in Yehuda. Ella, Shechzir and Yom Yirmiyo brought them back. Yoshio Malach Aleim. Nachma Yitzchak Mehocha Gam Yehuda Shas Katsir Lecha. Yehuda also will put a Katsir. Katsir means harvest. Kedavash says it also means like Katsin, like an officer and part of you. Meshuvish was something when he returns, when I return your people. In other words, so even though the Yovel was Bethel when the first two and a half tribes were exiled, but when he brought them back, and Yirmiyahu brought them back, they reenacted Yovel again, of course, until the final Churban. So you could explain it that Yovel was Batel, right? Yovel was Batel, and he brought them back, right? And the Vlomanu Shvitim, the question we had about Vlomanu Shvitim Yovel, that we said, we said they didn't count Shemitah and Yovel from the time of the Churban, and then that Taka they didn't count it from the time of the Churban, but afterwards it was reenacted for a while. Then it was Batel, and then when Ezra came back, he reenacted it again. According to the Rabban, he reenacted Shemitah and Yovel. Yovel at least accounted, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he enacted only the Shemitah. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Yeah. Right. No.